Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICIS Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we're looking at the issue covering July 2nd to July 15th, 2012. The current issue starts with a cover story on propylene in the pipeline. There is a glut of propane in the U.S. right now, and this has spurred on new investments in both propane export capacity as well as in new propane dehydrogenation, or PDH, projects, including a new world-scale propylene production facility. Among the major companies proposing new PDH units are Dow Chemical and Formosa Plastics. Read the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. This issue continues with a feature examining U.S. shale gas's beneficial impact on bio-based products. Ballooning shale gas production has reduced the cost of U.S. ethylene, but it has also tightened supplies of C3 and C4 olefins. Could bio-based production routes make up the difference? Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. Then the issue looks at bioplastics getting closer and closer to commercialization. The emergence of biofeedstocks and bio-based commodity polymers production, in tandem with increasing oil prices, rising consumer consciousness, and improving economics, has ushered in a new and exciting era of bioplastics commercialization. However, factors such as economic viability, product quality, and scale of operation will still play important roles in determining a bioplastic's place on the commercialization spectrum. Then the issue focuses on polyethylene in the U.S. Prices are declining as the market nears the bottom. U.S. prices are expected to decline by at least 10 cents per pound during May to June as ethylene inventory improves and producer inventories rise. In Latin America, meanwhile, polyethylene terephthalate, or PET, prices are under pressure, and market observers are expecting prices there to lower as well. From Asia, we have a report on how global naphtha prices are falling in tandem with crude oil. Some Asia cracker operators had been seeking spot cargoes, but buying sentiment remains weak, with most Japanese cracker operators showing little interest in spot material for the second half of July. The swing to liquefied petroleum gas as feedstock for crackers continues to curtail already poor naphtha demand. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business, the ultimate guide to what's happening in the worldwide chemical industry. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.